That's the Neil Haley Show and the Dr. Christopher Hall Show. I'm excited to welcome the program Dr. Christopher Hall. Dr. Hall, thanks for you for your service. I know you're excited about our guest today.
You know what? Wow, I'm very excited. You know, we are a very exciting veteran actor, a person who we've seen, you know, in movies like The Natural, Dexter, you know, Lost. Wow, I'm very excited to welcome, you know, Mark Pellegrino to the show. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, it's morning, right? You're in California, right, Mark?
Los Angeles, California. So it is really early in the morning, 6 a.m. out here.
Yeah. So we'll try to wake you up with the first of the tour by the end of the tour. I wish I would have got you the end, but go ahead, Chris, with your first question.
Oh, well, no problem at all. You know, so Mark, tell us a little bit about, you know, there's the, your character, you know, Virgil Poe, American Roy. Tell us a little bit about that character.
Yeah, he's sort of the village Lothario of Buell. Married to Grace Poe, but pretty much in every other woman's bed except Grace's, and he's an absentee father, and that's pretty much what you see through season one with Virgil. But I think in season two you're going to see a guy that tries to help his son out of terrible circumstances, because we leave Billy at the end of season one in a coma. We don't know if he's going to pull out of it or recover. And through his therapy process, he's got more than just his body damage. His mind is completely destroyed by PTSD. And Virgil has a choice to step up, you know, become the father he never was, become the adult he never was, or, you know, turn his back on everybody like he did in season one.
Mark, you know, it's hard to play somebody that's going through PTSD. It's such a I have a client of mine that's went through it, and he's talking about it. Personally, it's very hard, and so many people are suffering from it.
Oh, it's terrible. I know from personal experience. I was actually diagnosed with PTSD, so I get it. It's
oh, man.
It's something that requires intensive therapy to be able to cope with the terrible anxiety, the residual anxiety that you have from trauma, and then to get around it and be able to live despite it. It's a long process to get through.
All right, good.
Definitely.
Good, Chris. Next question.
Well, no, it's just interesting. You said that, you know, being a doctor, I've certainly seen that, and Mark's totally right. But, well, Mark, you know what? How excited are you to be in the Beverly Hills Cops?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I mean, I grew up with Eddie Murphy. He's a superstar. He's been a superstar for 40 years. And I feel like I'm a part of a movie now that is a throwback to the original version. All the guys are there, all the actors are there from the original version, and a few more interesting folks are added to the cast. I think it's going to be a really bang up experience.
You know, and that's the thing, Mark, when a movie that's been pushed and excited, right? They've been promoting it for a while, you know, even re-releasing Beverly Hills Cop on Netflix and stuff. It's got to just feel great that finally it's going to come out.
Yeah, it does. You know, we had so many issues with COVID, and then the same with American Rust. We had COVID issues that broke up our production, and then we had the strike that went on for almost a year. And so I've been chomping at the bit for people to see this film. I think they're really going to be pleased.
Oh, it's great to have content. All I have to say, you got double content for me, Mark. Thank you. I'll be watching because they both seem very interesting. I have some stuff to watch this Easter weekend. All right, go ahead with your next question, Chris.
That's exciting. Oh, no. You know, Mark's a veteran actor. He's been in Hollywood for a long time. And so I know he's worked with lots of big stars, tough stuff. But, you know, working with Eddie Murphy, what's that like? Is he really funny on set, or is that just kind of a stand-up thing?
You know, I mean, I've worked with two great comedians. I've worked with Jim Carrey and Eddie Murphy, both iconic guys. And both of them are extremely serious when they're working. Eddie will sit there quietly and discuss the entire scene with the director, thinking through it. You could see him thinking through it. If something doesn't make logical sense to him, he questions it, because it all has to make logical sense to him. And after they work that out for a while, and he's got it in his mind what the scene is about, what he's going to do, Axel Foley comes out like an entirely different personality. So I was amazed that both guys are just super quiet, super serious, super focused, and then when the camera's on, there's somebody entirely different.
Isn't that interesting about comedians? I think Howie Mandel is the same way as well, Mark. I've interviewed him multiple times, and he's a different person on camera than he's off. And I think it's because it's such a difficult job being a comedian and trying to make people laugh all the time.
You know what? Did you ever see the movie Punchline with Tom Hanks and Sally Field?
No, I have not. I've not seen that movie. I'll have to see it.
She plays a comedian that's trying to break into the business, and she's talking to Tom Hanks, who's already broken into the business. I think he's a big star in it. And he's like, you don't understand. The secret to being funny is to think that nothing is funny. And it sounds really dark, and I don't mean it as darkly as it sounds, but it's like comedians are super serious. You know, they're actually really smart, super serious people.
Yeah.
And that translates into the acting, you know, that they do later, and that's why I think their acting is so profound. I mean, I haven't met a comedian yet that whose acting I didn't really like. Billy Crystal, you can see him in serious stuff. Jim Carrey, serious stuff. Eddie Murphy, serious stuff. That's got a lot of depth, man. That's where that comedy comes from.
Mark, when are you going to write your biography with all these different people you've worked with in your career as an actor?
I know I should. Every time I work with a great person like these guys, I sit with them as much as I can. I talk with them about the craft, and I really should write a biography about that because I've learned so much from everybody I've worked with.
But you're a rock star yourself, Mark. Come on now, with all the different projects and the major shows you've been on. So you got to write your autobiography. I'm gonna push you to do that. Okay, we'll stay in touch for sure.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Chris, go ahead and summarize Mark Pellegrino real quick.
No problem. There you go. Like you said, a true rock star who represents Hollywood, who represents our ideals here in America. You know, with the American political party, his actions and movies. He's been around, so wow. We're so excited he came on our show today, and we're looking so excited to the Beverly Hills Cop. So thanks for coming out, Mark. We really appreciate it.
All right, Mark, we appreciate it. Okay, you're listening and watching the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Dr. Christopher Hall Show, guys. Take care.